The National Catholic Secretariat is to launch a campaign for the inclusion of the right to health in the Constitution. This is to place greater responsibility on government to respond to the health needs of Ghanaians. This will also strengthen citizens to make more demands as far as their health needs are concerned. The Executive Director of Human Development at the Catholic Secretariat, Samuel Zana Kologo, who dropped this hint to Radio Ghana, said the campaign will place greater emphasis on government to fulfill its obligations. He talked to Papu Bruce.
The right to health is a very important right in the category of economic, social and cultural rights. Our Catholic Bishops' Conference in November 2012 set out the signal that we should work towards expanding the Bill of Rights in the area of economic, social and cultural rights. We recognize that the right to education is already included in the Constitution, and so we began the road to work towards influencing the Constitution review process to include the right to health. In this way, we feel strongly that it will recognize the dignity of the human person from the perspective of Catholic social teaching. But it will also then create greater demand on government to fulfill the socioeconomic development of the human person, focusing on health well-being, because the Constitution will then provide for the right to health as a human right and not just a service provision.
A government is already involved in healthcare delivery over the years, and what will this new approach add up?
It will place a greater responsibility on government to respond to the health needs of people. So it does not replace the services that government and other organizations like the National Catholic Health Service and other faith-based organizations are providing. But by this, a greater responsibility would be placed on government, and in this way, citizens can be strengthened to make a demand on government fulfillment and respect for this right.
Is there any roadmap you are considering in this campaign?
Yes, perhaps you know that the President has appointed the Constitution Review Implementation Committee, who have been working since last year. As a start, we are developing our campaign paper, which will be launched shortly, but we are going to also initiate meetings with the Constitution Implementation Committee to begin to understand from their perspective the processes and opportunities that are still available to engage with them to towards making the new constitution more responsive to the needs of Ghanaians. So we will be doing this. But then we would also be working together with other civil society networks, faith-based organizations, to make sure that by the time the proposals get on the floor of Parliament, we would launch a citizens' agenda that will continue to push for this.
That was the Executive Director of Human Development at the National Catholic Secretariat, Samuel San Akulugu.